The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan. And another week is winding down in the NFL. We have the Lions at the Packers tonight. And you still can get in on the action by downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And when you sign up, use promo code HUGE. And then you bet just $1 on the game tonight, and you'll instantly get $150 in free bets no matter what. It's simple and easy. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to get $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on the game tonight. That's promo code HUGE to get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. Bet $1 and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. It's a Moneyline Monday, presented by DraftKings on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is another hour of the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest in a moment, Jeff Risden, one of our Lions insiders from LionsWire.com and USA Today, will join us. We'll look ahead to the Lions at the Packers tonight. The NFC North had a crazy day on Sunday. Bears hold on and win at Cincinnati. Minnesota has a gimme field goal. Again, we'll get to these teams that love to play for a field goal instead of going to the end zone to put it away. Vikings lose a heartbreaker out in the desert. And then we'll get the Packers and the Lions. We'll break that down. We'll take your feedback at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You have a comment on the Lions and Packers, opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. So we'll go on the Lions wire and talk about that game tonight and get to the rest of the NFL. Those games and the sport, Jeff, just, you know, we're not through week two. We'll wrap up tonight with what happens at Lambeau, but what another great Sunday in the NFL.
So many games that came down to the very end. Tennessee stunning in Seattle. I couldn't believe that. What happened with the Carolina Panthers going and doing what they did to the New Orleans Saints a week after the Saints did what they did to the Packers? The Saints got six first downs yesterday. They ran 43 plays. That's insane. They had two drives of 15 plays last week that scored touchdowns in the first half of that game. It's one of those years where I just don't know what to make of some of these games. You know, Dallas coming back, beating the Chargers when they didn't really have a reason to do that. What happened with Minnesota? What happened with New England and the Jets, where Zach Wilson was worse than Nathan Peterman ever was? I mean, there's just some crazy football going on this year.
Yeah, how about Zach Wilson with the Jets getting booed? And he says, they deserve to boo me. And now and you look at Sam Darnold playing well. That almost becomes a mini Stafford, what we'll see what golf will do tonight
thing,
right?
Very much so, absolutely.
Where the Jets fans are like, we got rid of, hey, are you kidding me? We got rid of Donald for this guy? Send him back west.
Four interceptions in his first 10 passes. NFL just, record for that. Joe Burrow threw interceptions on three straight passes yesterday against the Bears.
And he fumbled
one of those went back for a touchdown. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, but he's got to be better than that, too. So just so many wild outcomes, so much unpredictability going on.
How about Atlanta had a chance that that score was misleading, and they give up back-to-back pick sixes? And they had one called back.
They did.
It would have been three by Ryan. That's Matt Ryan, a seasoned veteran, right?
Yeah. Atlanta is not good, and I think that's one of the takeaways from the first couple weeks is that, you know, when you're looking at the teams that are good and bad, I think we have a pretty good idea of who the worst teams are, and hopefully the Lions aren't one of them, but I kind of think they might be after tonight. But Atlanta is down there. The Jets are certainly down there. Minnesota, they're not – they're just not getting it done. It's disappointing.
They should be 2-0.
They should be. And they lost last week in overtime on the last play of the game to the Bengals. This week they missed the game-winning field goal. Greg Joseph just yacked a 37-yarder. You can't do that in the NFL. It's like shades of Mason Crosby all over again back in the day for NFC North fans.
Yeah, and you look at the Lions-Packers, which we'll get to in a moment, on how big that game is for Green Bay, because if they lay an egg again – Aaron Rodgers is going to get piled on nationally, right? So hold on to that thought. But I just want to look back at the rest of the NFC through yesterday. And the Cowboys, you know, they pushed the Buccaneers. They played well against the Chargers. I thought the Chargers had a chance to put that game away early in that game. They couldn't do it. It was almost pulsing, like you're saying to yourself, the Cowboys are going to win this. I'm really impressed with what Washington did on Thursday night.
Absolutely.
Even though the Giants dropped – literally dropped that game. And,
yes, they did.
And the Philadelphia Eagles, yesterday against the Niners, their defensive attack pressure on the ball and how good Jalen Hurts looks at quarterback with not a ton of offensive weapons.
Yeah,
I'm really impressed with them.
They got something working there.
Yeah.
And I like their rookie coach, Nick Sirianni. I think he's a good creative mind, and he seems to have a good pulse for what his team does well and what they don't do well. And that's one of the things that you're looking for when you're evaluating a rookie coach. We're going to see that with Dan Campbell tonight. How well does he play to the strengths and weaknesses of his team? You know, trying to mitigate those weaknesses. I thought he did okay at that in the first week, but you look out at the Chargers, to go back to them for a second. Brandon Staley, rookie head coach there, made a lot of rookie head coaching mistakes yesterday. And that's pockmarked their season. That's one of the growing pains that you get when you have a young team, you know, young quarterback, young head coach, not a lot of veteran experience around them. That's life in the NFL when you're trying to do things differently than you have in the past.
And I did see a quarterback wearing number 9 for the Rams who played well again in the come-from-behind win. It was back and forth all the way with the Colts in Indy. It is on the road, and when you go on the road, that shows me a lot from a team and a quarterback. And, you know, Stafford and Kupp and the weapons, Kupp and Stafford are becoming a really nice combination. Yeah. He played well again, but like I told Lions fans last night, hey, I didn't become a Rams fan because of Stafford.
Exactly.
I will follow him as I do all NFL teams, and when they play Detroit, we'll break it down more, okay? Yeah. But it was 9 months ago. He chose to leave. I had my say during the offseason and through week one, and let's move on and see what happens at the end of the year. But through two games, I'll give Stafford a lot of credit. He's made some big-time throws.
He looks real good, and you look at the flip side of that coin. The Colts and the Rams were the two teams that traded for veteran quarterbacks this offseason. The Rams did what they did to get Stafford. It's working out for them. The Colts gave up what they gave up to get Carson Wentz.
Mm.
Hurt again, because hurt guys stay hurt. That's a theme. You see that with Tua in Miami, too. Hurt guys stay hurt. And Wentz just hasn't been what they need, and they have to wonder if he's a long-term solution, if he can even stay on the field. Now, this one doesn't look like it's a serious injury. He'll probably be back. He might even be back next week. But the ongoing undertones of Carson Wentz showed you exactly why the Philadelphia Eagles gave up on him yesterday. And that, you know, you don't get that with Stafford.
He's not a big game quarterback.
No, he's not.
And remember, who won that Super Bowl? It wasn't him.
That's
it was
exactly
Nick Foles,
right. That's
right?
Exactly right. And you saw yesterday and in week one why the Rams felt so strongly in believing in getting the Matthew Stafford that they did. And so far, it's working out for them. And I'm happy for Stafford. I'm happy for Rams fans who have suffered for a long time through some serious quarterback doldrums after the Kurt Warner experience ended there.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the ticket prices right now with both teams 2-0, Brady versus Stafford. coming up in week three for the Rams and the Bucks, and that will be at SoFi Stadium out in Los Angeles. Then Stafford gets Arizona and Kyler Murray, who hung on when Minnesota shanked the field goal to win it at Seattle. So next three games will tell you, I think, where Stafford and the Rams are going this season.
Definitely. They're upping the ante in their level of competition. The Colts are not what we thought they were, or at least a lot of people thought they were. They're not good. Their offensive line, which is where they've spent so much time and resources, not getting it done. That's a tough place right now. They don't have the receiving talent either. They have a lot of receivers who don't get open well but catch the ball well. It's sort of the opposite of the problem that we might see with Detroit, where they are actually getting some guys open, but the throws just aren't there. There's a lot of weird things going. The first week you always wonder, what's the anomaly? What's the freak show here? The second week sorts those things out for you. Then you get a case like New Orleans where you just don't, what in the world is going on? They beat the Packers 38-3 and they get mopped by the Panthers. It's outcomes like that that keep us interested in the NFL because you never know what's going to happen.
And we don't know tonight. Are we going to get the bad Packers team we saw in that spiritless effort in Jacksonville where New Orleans was playing their game because of Hurricane Ida? Or are we going to get the PO'd Rodgers and he throws five TDs and they go nuts on the Lions tonight? I know a lot of people are just expecting the league MVP to come out and be the man tonight. Do you give the Lions any hope of a W?
It's not going to be easy. They're going to have to do it again. Tyrell Williams is out. That's the number one wide receiver. That hurts. Jeff Okuda, yes, he's got some warts, but he is, in fact, their number one cornerback. It moves everybody else on the depth chart up. They were already a spot too high from where they were. That's a bad recipe against a probably, I'll put that in quotes, probably motivated Aaron Rodgers. I can't see Rodgers. So some of the things that he did last week, he was just off. And I think some of it's inexperience. We talked about this last week where he didn't practice all summer. He wasn't working out with his guys.
Didn't play any in the preseason.
And that right? showed. That showed. And I don't think that's going to get fixed that quickly. But in terms of, like, he was flat. He didn't play with any inspiration or passion to him. I don't expect that tonight, not at home on Monday night. I do think you're going to see a more inspired Rodgers. I don't know how much more effective he'll be. But it's going to be real tough for the Lions tonight without some of their best weapons are they're not there. They're hamstrung anyways with the weapon department, and going in a little shorthanded to Green Bay is not a good situation.
I think the key to a victory is exactly what we saw in the last quarter and a half, and especially the final quarter against the Niners. Throw to Williams, throw to Swift, throw to Hockenson.
Yep.
Then set up some play action for a deep throw. Really use your short passing game to get people one-on-one on the edge. We saw it work with Swift. If they can run the ball between the tackles, like they did against the Niners defense, which I think against the run is much better than the Packers defense, that's another key. Goff can't make mistakes. I mean, it's pretty much the same playbook when you talk about the Lions, what we said going into the Niners game.
Yeah, the blueprint is very similar. Like you said, you know, run the ball effectively. Stay out of third and eight. Get in second and four, third and two, where you can take some shots, you can take some chances. Let Goff have some time back there, off play action, off little rollouts and things like that, where he can look down the field and maybe find Khalif Raymond or Trinity Benson or Amon-Ra St. Brown, although he doesn't run deep routes.
Are we talking about USC playing UCLA? You're naming names. I'm like, oh, I forgot. I do a statewide sports show. I'm like, I forgot Benson's on
that. That's the Lions receiving core.
That's the receiving core. You're like, who's he talking about? Trinity Benson. I'm like, oh, is that a high school down in Texas?
Exactly.
And Trinity Benson. By the way, speaking of high school, Jeff, have you seen that video?
Yes.
From Bishop Gorman.
Yeah.
In Hamilton, Arizona, and Bishop Gorman.
Unbelievable.
Final 108, they're down 17.
Yeah.
Right, correct?
Yeah.
24-7,
yeah.
Kick a field goal. Onside kick, they get it. Hamilton, who was down, they punch it in for a touchdown to make it 24-17.
Yeah.
They onside kick again. This is all now in the final minute six. They get the onside again. And they end up scoring, and they go for two, and they win the game. They score 18 points in the final 106 or 108, it was.
Very crazy outcomes. Again, not just the NFL where you're getting these crazy outcomes. It trickles down, too. You know, you see it in college football this weekend, too.
Their onside kick formation, how does any team not follow that? It was like the way they bunch up together and they all run in a little pack, and I loved it.
It was great, and the best part was one of the announcers calling it a surprise onside kick, like,
yeah.
What are they doing? They're not onside
kick. I'm surprised more teams, when they're down big, don't onside kick more. You start to get coaches who don't want to get blown out.
Yeah, especially at the high school level. Yeah,
because college and pro.
Yeah, you don't
if
have
you're down three scores and you just score to make it down 14, I don't care if there's 50 seconds left. I onside kick and give I show my team I'm never quitting on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I'm with you on that. You're still playing to play the game. They don't have a hands team in high school. They got their backup linemen out there trying to get them some reps. That's a great time to do it.
His name is Jeff Risden. You can follow him and his thoughts on the NFL and the Lions at lionswire.com. Also part of USA Today and the Detroit Lions podcast. Is that on YouTube? Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
There?
You got it.
All right. And did you already do the preview version for tonight's game?
I didn't do that one. Actually, Tony Ortiz does that with my co-host, Chris. They do that every Friday night. So
Coco Crisp?
There you go.
He said co-host Chris.
I know.
Like, Coco Crisp, the old major leaguer?
I remember him from his Cleveland Indians days. Yeah. So they do a show every Friday previewing the upcoming weekend. T.O. is great for us. He did
that's
it last
awesome.
Year with us.
And it's up right now on YouTube?
Yeah, that's up on YouTube, and you can check it out. We record on Wednesday. And we should have Lomas Brown this week with
us. Well, awesome. Yeah, Lomas is a good friend of the show. So if people want
Lomas
to see that preview on tonight's game with, who is it, Mr.?
Chris.
Chris.
Yes, not Crisp. Chris.
Co-host Chris. Coco
yes.
Crisp.
Yes, there you
co-host
go.
Co-host Chris. And Tony Ortiz, just search Detroit Lions podcast. Is
yes,
that correct?
Sir, you got it.
Yeah, wherever you download it on YouTube. We will get into the Lions and the Packers, talk more about that, the rest of the NFL. If you have a comment or question, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And also, you can comment while watching the Lions and the Packers tonight. You can opt in, just text the word HUGE for our text chain. And that means you can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21000. It's free. You don't get crushed with bounce backs. And it's a cool way to stay connected. I may be doing a Facebook Live afterwards, but these games get over.
It's 11:45.
My goodness. And the last thing I need is a bunch of drunk people on Facebook Live. I might do a morning version tomorrow of Facebook Live.
That's the way to go. That's
when
what
I get
doing
people
too.
Drinking, and I just don't want
to. I'm shutting off the social media.
I don't
about
think
half
I have a
tonight.
Beep button. You know, that's one thing on radio. I have the dump button here. But I don't have a beep button. That's what they need on Facebook Live. They actually need a quick mute button on the or like a dump it dumps.
Yeah, have the 7 second delay where you can.
Because you're on air. I'm talking if someone starts. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't. All the comments start coming in, and sometimes those things get crazy.
They get out of hand very quickly.
They can't control it. So again, drop your comments on Lions and the Packers. I'll probably do a Facebook Live tomorrow on the Huge Show Facebook page. Jeff Risden is joining us in studio. We are celebrating our fourth week with our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We're also heard on 93.5 and 99.1 FM and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk. And we have our 18 incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. It's also another Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings. So if you want to get in on the action tonight, download. This is for new customers. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up. And if you bet just $1 on the game tonight, you'll get $150 in free bets instantly. That's just downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the promo code HUGE for tonight's Lions-Packers game. And you bet just $1. There's no strings attached. You'll get $150 in free bets instantly. And I think the line, Jeff, on the DraftKings Sportsbook board is -12.5, whereas we're doing the show now, could get bigger, closer to game time. You're walking in to Vegas or you're on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Jeff. Do you take the Lions +12.5 or do you take Green Bay -12.5?
I kind of think that the Lions can keep this close if they can run the ball, and I think that that's going to be their game plan. So I would avoid this one, quite honestly, because I do think that there's enough variables for both teams that it's really tough to predict. But if I had to put a little bit of money on it, playing with some free funds, I'd probably go on the Lions with the 12.5.
Well, you can play with some free funds. You can actually download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the promo code HUGE. You can bet $1 on the game. You'll get $150 in free bets instantly. And that's for tonight's game. Just use that promo code HUGE on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. More on the Lions and Packers and Monday Night Football with Jeff Risden, who's joining us inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios on this Moneyline Monday, presented by DraftKings.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan on a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store here in Michigan will stay right in your local community. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Jeff Risden, one of our Lions insiders from LionsWire.com, USA Today, and the Detroit Lions podcast, which you can search for on YouTube. He's in studio. Big game tonight. Lions at the Packers. And there's two sides of this, Jeff, that if the Lions win tonight, you'll look at the NFC North. How the Bears, yeah, they got help from Joe Burrow. They won. Vikings played well until the missed field goal. Defense didn't play well. You win tonight, the Lions Nation will believe they're NFC North contenders.
And they should be, because we're looking at the other teams, and like we talked about in the last segment, you're seeing the teams, there's a lot more mediocrity this year. There's a lot more, you know, middle of the packness to the NFL. You're not seeing a lot of elite play outside of maybe what Kansas City lost, of course, but Tampa Bay. But there's not a lot of like real separation from the top. That next year, if the Lions win tonight, and I don't expect it, but it's weirder things have happened. We saw Week One. Weirder things did happen. Why not? Why not Detroit? Why not now? In this very crazy NFL season where there's an extra game already, there's just, look, I don't expect the Lions to wind up being a contender this year, but if they can somehow pull off the win tonight, A, it makes the Packers 0-2, and that makes me very happy. Not that I hate on the Packers, but it's always nice when there's somebody below you in the standings. You know, you open up the sport page and you look and you're like, oh, Detroit 1-1, Green Bay 0-2, and yeah, you beat them. You got the tiebreaker in their house in your one primetime game. That's the kind of thing that can really, you know, catapult a young team to bigger and better things than what they're expected to do.
If the Lions take care of business and pull what would be a surprising win on the road, they're tied for first.
That's right.
In the NFC North, right?
Yep.
They're right there. There you'd have an 0-2 Minnesota team and an 0-2 Green Bay team who most thought were the two favorites going into the season.
That's right.
Yeah. I know it's only 2 weeks in, but if you get that W and you start to look at the schedule, yeah, you get Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, who look great. 15 guys on the IR, and they beat Kansas City last night. Did the 4th-and-1 on their own 43 late in the game with like a minute three left.
That took some stones right there.
We have Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I think you know that. I don't think they run them enough, and they did last night because they're so banged up. But I think when they're play calling like they did last night, the Ravens are going to be a tough team to beat.
They're very on point. They're so well coached, and that's something they never beat themselves. That's one of the things you can count on with the Ravens. We'll be breaking them down next week because that's the Lions' next foe. That's going to be a tough one.
Well, you look at the Lions, if they would get that W tonight in Green Bay. You have Baltimore at home, then you go to Chicago, to Minnesota, Cincinnati at home, and then the Stafford Goff game in Los Angeles on October 24th, and then Philly at home. I mean, you know, when you're 0-1, the games look much tougher on your schedule. You beat Green Bay at Green Bay, you're going to believe you can beat anybody left on your schedule.
Exactly, and not that they will. But just that lift, that's gonna build so much confidence in what Dan Campbell and his coaching staff are trying to instill in these young guys. Like, hey, you are good enough. We have enough here to compete. Look, we're probably not gonna beat Baltimore. We're probably not gonna win, you know, more games than we lose. But getting a win in Green Bay, that's something that they can say, hey, this is a concrete result, man. This is what we're trying
to
do.
They need it.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because they're expected to lose. And if they do lose, as most people expect them to do, and you know, I'm in that camp, I want it to be competitive. I want it to be one of those deals where, you know, okay, they looked good. Like, the Packers were just better. There's a difference between losing a game and getting beaten. Like, if Green Bay, look, Green Bay has the better 53-man roster here. I don't think any Lions fan that isn't, you know, hitting the sauce a little bit early is going to acknowledge that. And if you lose to a better team, as long as you go out there and you give your best, I think most Lions fans will be, okay, you know what, we just have to get better. We're not there yet. We're at the beginning of a rebuild. That's understandable. If you go out and you play poorly and you're part of the reason why the Packers win, that's unacceptable.
And that's where we were really through 2.5 quarters in the opener against San Francisco about how bad they look. A lot of people don't have high expectations on this team. But one thing I'll say about Lions fans, and you know this, Jeff, they will not tolerate a team that is poorly coached or players who don't bring the effort.
Exactly.
They won't.
And you didn't see that in week one. Even when they were not playing well early in that game and they were down, it didn't feel like it was really out of control. It sort of felt like, okay, San Francisco is just a better football team and we're finding our footing. You know, we barely played in the preseason. Our starters on offense didn't play at all. You know, you got Swift coming back in. You got Sewell flipping sides. There were a lot of built-in circumstances there. And those circumstances, those aren't excuses. Those are circumstances that you have to overcome. And I think they did a better job of overcoming those in the second half. I want to see that transfer tonight. I want to see the team that we watched come back last week. I want to see that team come out tonight. And if that happens and the Packers are just better, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be happy about the loss, but I'm going to feel okay that, okay, maybe we got something here with Campbell and his staff. It's working. I see where it's going to work, and it's going to work maybe even sooner than we expect it to. If it's an ugly loss, if they play like they did in the first half last week all night, then we got some problems.
That's what I want. They have game film as a staff for the first time.
That's
on
right.
This team. And I'm really going to see what I believe will be the impact of how good these coaches are on the adjustments from week one to week two. Did they make those adjustments midway second quarter and that's why they had it, or was it junk yardage? If we see similar play and play calling and execution by the coaches, by the players that we witnessed the last quarter and a half against the Niners, and we see that tonight, then a lot of people are going to start buying in on Campbell and his staff.
Definitely. And that's the goal for this year. This is your first year of a rebuild. Your expectations are low. Fans are fairly behind Dan Campbell, but there's a significant portion, you know this from your audience, that's like, what have we done? Oh my God.
Is he another Patricia?
Yeah.
He has no experience. He's talking about biting off kneecaps.
Exactly.
It's all show.
Exactly.
It's not the coaching and leadership. But then when you listen to him after the Niners game, when he was mic'd up, and this is, I thought it was really, because it gives you a ground level feel. That you could tell those players like him, and that he
definitely.
But then they go out and they lay an egg till it's 38-10, right? So again, it's not a popularity contest; it's scoreboard and it's wins and losses.
Yeah, you've got to be able to produce it. I'll go back. You know, I covered a Cleveland Browns team that had Hugh Jackson, who was beloved by his players.
Horrible
when
head
he
coach.
Got there.
Horrible
head coach.
I remember watching Hard Knocks with him saying, hey, this guy is completely lost. I thought Dorsey was good at getting him talent.
He's
a GM and Dorsey now in the Lions front office, right?
Yep.
But Hugh Jackson was hugging. When the head coaches are hugging a lot of players, that concerns me, especially during training camp and Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that just spiraled out of control. And from being in Allen Park, and I was over there last Thursday, I don't get that impression at all from Dan Campbell. This is a guy, he understands what his players are trying to do, and his staff, they seem to be going about it in a way that portends that it can work. I don't think that they're in there over their heads. I do think that they have some things to learn, and that's football. That's life with a rookie head coach and a young staff and a young team. That's the Lions of 2021. That's where we are. We wanted this. We were done with Matt Patricia. We were done with Matthew Stafford not being good enough. We were done with the high-priced wide receivers not being good enough. They're trying something completely different. You can't go from, you know, full throttle ahead to full throttle reverse overnight. It doesn't happen that way. You'll tear the gears up on your boat. You'll be at the bottom of the lake. You got to give it a little bit of time.
Can you imagine what it will be like tomorrow? The NFL statewide, Midwest regional, and national NFL storylines. If Rodgers is 0-2 after losing to the Saints, who got destroyed by Carolina, which you mentioned in our opening this hour, and you lose to the Lions, and you're 0-2. I won't count out Rodgers, and that dude has done a lot, but I will say all of his whining, complaining, no shows, I want out. I don't think all those players stood with him, because otherwise they wouldn't have showed up for training camp either, or wouldn't have played in the preseason. I think it created dissension. I think those players probably quietly would vote that Rodgers should have left then and traded him, and you begin the journey. You know, because he's picking players he wants back. He's making demands. Has nothing to do with the long hair, which looks a little greasy. Could be gel. Could be a little man oil. I don't know.
Oh, he's got the starlet girlfriend.
No,
I'm sure he can get some hair products out of that.
You go long hair. Again, there's a couple of things. Long hair works with music and skateboarding. There you go. That's about it, Jeff.
Remind me to get a haircut.
If the Lions beat him tonight, he will be the NFL whipping boy. And how ironic, as we walk up to Brady and Stafford on Sunday in Los Angeles, that if the Lions, without Stafford, with Goff, beat Rodgers, that you're going to get this conversation now that Matt Stafford has been elevated above Rodgers' status in the NFL. Wow.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Look, from a Lions standpoint, obviously it would be great to get the win, and to see Matthew Stafford get his just due, I personally would like it. I know there's a lot of Lions fans that would bristle against that. I'm happy for the guy. I'm really hopeful that it works for him.
I'm happy, but you know what? He wanted out. He moved on.
He did.
I don't have the love fest with him.
No.
Okay, a lot of people do that. He's not a Lion. He's not in Michigan. He's in L.A. He's paying high taxes. He didn't recall the governor. There's earthquakes. And
they got fires.
Emmy Awards, they cannot wear masks, but kids in Los Angeles schools have to wear masks this morning. I get it. Let Matt enjoy his time out there.
Yeah, the Lions' obsession with him probably needs to die down a little bit.
And then people say I have an obsession against him, and it's because...
No, I don't get that from you.
You know, I
don't.
Really? Are you being sarcastic?
No, okay, I don't.
I'm trying to make a point, and no one listens, okay? That my point is, he wanted out of Detroit, he's gone, and I don't care what he does. I wish him well.
Yeah.
He's a good dad, a good, you know, his wife has a very average podcast. Huge Show podcasts are better at thehugeshow.net. I mean, I'm out watching the games. My son wanted to follow his fantasy football, and people are saying, hey, have you and Kelly Stafford made up? And I'm like, come on. I mean,
that's not what she does.
No,
aside from your end of the equation.
Okay, so if the Rams win the Super Bowl, are Lions fans, do you really think maybe that's a part of you as a Lions fan if they win the Super Bowl? Do you? I think some do.
I don't personally get that, but you're right.
No,
there are
a lot of Lions fans have turncoated on the Lions and they're Rams fans now. They have.
That's disappointing.
They have totally ripcorded, and that's my angst. Okay, I'm done with it. I'm not debating it anymore. And actually, we did start another week talking about Stafford at some point during the show. So I'm getting therapy on this right now, and I'm trying to unhitch and release it. And what my therapist told me, he said, Bill, I need you to take the rearview mirror out of your truck. And I said, why? And he says, because I just want you looking forward out the windshield, not backwards.
That's the way to go through life.
I did.
Good advice.
I said, thank you. That's a well-spent $275 with only 30 covered by insurance. Thank you so much. Jeff Risden is with us from LionsWire.com. Follow the Lions there, part of USA Today Sports. Detroit Lions podcast, search YouTube. Co-host Chris and Tony Ortiz are on that one previewing tonight's game. You can look for that, Detroit Football podcast or Detroit Lions podcast.
Detroit Lions podcast.
I got it. Don't worry. I got it. I know I always say it wrong, but I appreciate you having my back. Comments or questions on the Lions and the Packers tonight at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word huge to 21,000. And if you want to get in on week 3 of the Pro Picks and the Beat Huge contest where that $1,000 in cash could be yours, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and the team at Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. You have until Sunday at noon to play every week for free at thehugeshow.net.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, the King of Sportsbooks, welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Lions or the Packers, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets if either the Lions or Green Bay scores a touchdown. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan, 20 stations strong, including our newest flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We're also heard in the Motor City on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar. Motor City Sports Talk for the station in Michigan close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. Jeff Risden, LionsWire.com, NFL Lions Insider, part of USA Today. Also Detroit Football Podcast, wherever you download podcasts and you can see it. On YouTube. He's joining us in studio. Lions at the Packers tonight on the DraftKings Sportsbook board. Lions are 12.5 point underdogs. I say take the Lions and make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, this is for new customers tonight. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and you place just a dollar bet on the game tonight and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. Jeff, before we end this hour, I wanted to get your thoughts on Urban Meyer. I think, like you, I'm enjoying it.
Can I stop laughing?
His anxiety, his anger. This guy has never lost as a head coach anywhere. And the NFL is a different animal, and the Jacksonville Jaguars look really bad.
They are not a good football team. And, you know, getting blown out by Houston in week one, if that's not bad enough, then you lose to Denver. Look, Denver's got a decent team this year, but my goodness, there's nothing there with the Jaguars. It's just, they're flat. There's no...
Is it Trevor Lawrence?
He's okay. He's a rookie. He was probably the best rookie quarterback that we saw yesterday. He's certainly better than what we saw in New York. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it takes some time. One of the things with them, though, they've got James Robinson, who was a really good rookie running back a year ago. They have a decent offensive line in place. They really do. And they're not using that at all. Robinson not getting touches. They're giving it to Carlos Hyde. That's a dead end. There's a lot of dead ends on that team. They're overpaying for their linebacking core. They're paying Joe Schobert, I think it's $17 million this year. Look, that guy makes every tackle 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. You need a lot more bang for your buck. And Urban's not the kind of guy who's going to get that from the NFL players because he doesn't have any leverage on them. He can't say, oh, if you're not going to be here, you're going to have to transfer to Louisiana Monroe because you can't hack it at Ohio State, or you're going to wind up at Western Michigan or something like that. He doesn't have the leverage. They're making more than him. I don't know if he understands the concept that he doesn't have that sort of leverage and power there anymore, and he's floundering with it.
Yeah, I feel a little spurrier with Meyer, and ironically two former Florida coaches. So good luck to Urban. Also, Jeff Risden in studio, 24/7 podcast at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.